In Jesus' name, you're so good to us. Oh, you're so good. Rich in mercy. Oh, the abundance of grace. Lord, thank you that it's step by step into more of your glory. God, I thank you, Lord, for the vision that you're encouraging and increasing in your saints. Lord, it's in a glass darkly right now, but soon it's going to be face to face. Lord, I'm so thankful it's becoming more clear. The beauty, the glory of God, all in the face of Jesus Christ. And Lord, here we come again today in the name of Jesus, in the power of your might, in the boldness, hallelujah, that you've called us to come. The sons of God coming to feast at a table, Lord, that you've provided, that you've set. And Lord, let us feast, God. Oh yes, in the meat of the word this morning, let us feast. Grow us up into you in all things, dear Lord. Let us take these things that you're freely giving us, God. Help us not to be indifferent. Help us not to be slothful. Help us not to be slumbering, Lord God. But help us to wake up. Oh, what is being offered, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But only you can open the heart today. But God, help us to be a willing vessel that says, Lord, open my heart this morning. God, increase it with your love and the beauty of your Son. Lord, let us enter into that unity that you've given and provided, the unity of your Spirit. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise your name. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1 this morning. And the Lord had placed this upon my heart beginning on Wednesday night, and it's just been growing and growing and growing, and I'm thankful to the Lord. But in Ephesians chapter 1, we'll begin reading in verse 3. And it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And let me express to you, this isn't a future tense thing. This is done. This is finished. This is what we got in the life of Jesus Christ. How wonderful. But he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him. Listen to this. Before the foundation of the world. And we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Isn't that wonderful? Love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. To the praise of the glory of his grace. Jump down to the 12th verse. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Now I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. All of God's grace is glorious. Amen? Oh, it's so glorious. But all of God's grace is glorious. And how could we not praise him for his grace? You jump over to chapter 2 and look at verse 4. It says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. His grace is glorious. His grace is absolutely amazing, especially the saving power of his grace. But it doesn't stop there. That was only the beginning. Turn over to Romans 8 with me. We'll just rejoice in a little bit more of glorying in his grace. In the 35th verse of the 8th chapter, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
See, I'm so thankful that we glory in the grace that saved us, but how about glorying in the grace that keeps us? How about glorying in the grace that there is no way that we can ever be separated from the love of God? Let's read it. The 35th verse. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, for we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Let me tell you something. You ain't living unless you're dying. And it's the truth. You ain't living unless you're dying. Praise God, suffering with Christ, dying daily. Hallelujah. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything created. That's what that means. Anything created, any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. My goodness. Even so, Lord, come. Amen? Amen. This is wonderful. The grace that nothing can separate us from the love of God. But brothers and sisters, before us this morning, in our text, is something so far beyond praising him for his grace, but praising him that it's his pleasure. Praising him, brothers and sisters, that it's his desire, his obsession, that we be to the praise of the glory of his grace. You should be quiet. It's called stunned. It's called overwhelmed. To be called to be the praise to the glory of his grace. See, brothers and sisters, there is a working of grace that he is offering to us, that if we will let it, will have us someday descending from heaven, having the glory of God. Stay with me on this. Turn back to Romans 8. So much in there. Pretty much everything. And in the 17th verse, and I know you know this well, here's a child of God of 8:17. And if children, then heirs. You got that. You can understand that. That's very simple. You're an heir of God the moment you're born of God. Praise his name. You're an heir of God. But aren't we thankful? That was so much and so beyond anything I could ask or think. But with God, we're talking exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And look at that. It didn't end. There happens to be a comma. A comma. Can you imagine? And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Oh my goodness. You leapt just from an heir to a joint heir. There's a special little word over in Ephesians, and I love to say it all the time. In the Greek, it's called synkleronymous. Joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. Okay, come on. Boy, Sunday morning, Pastor, I thought this stuff was just for Wednesday. Huh? He gonna wake you up early? Praise the Lord. All right, this should excite you. And joint heirs with Christ. But see, it didn't end there. Now we have an if. See, your children and your heirs. But now it's joint heirs if so be that we suffer with him. Oh, my goodness, they're about dying daily. Hallelujah. That we may be also glorified. Glorified together. Do you realize who you are in Christ? What he wants for you? Do you realize he wants to show you off? He does. He loves you. You're magnificent to him. He's been honest and encouraging us. We are his inheritance. We are his only inheritance. This is it. His inheritance is in the saints, brothers and sisters. And he wants to reveal all of his love in us. I go back to Esther often. So many things seen in that precious portion of scripture. But there was a king, and his name was Ahasuerus. And he had a beautiful queen. And her name was Vashti. And he would want to show her off. He wanted to bring her out so the people could enjoy her beauty. Look at her. And he called for her and he said, come forth. And the chamberlains, the ones that prepared her in that beauty, that took the things of the king, the instruction, and gave it to her, and said, now come out. I want to show the beauty to the people. And she rejected it. She had it. She had it all. She was the queen. But she said, no, I don't feel like that. I don't want that. And her crown was taken. And it was given to another that was better than she. And praise be to God, little old Esther, that orphan raised by her uncle. Here I am. I will go. Hallelujah. Give me that crown. Praise the Lord. I got grace over here. It's encouraging my hand to step out in faith and to hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Lord, I'm believing you and what you want for my life. And if you're telling me, Lord, that you want me to be filled with all the fullness of God, I'm going to believe you. If you're going to tell me, Lord, that you want me to grow into all your perfect and complete will, I'm going to believe you. If you're going to tell me, Lord, that I'm an heir and you want me to be a joint heir with you and you want me to rule and reign jointly with you and to be glorified together with you, by God's grace, I'm going to believe you. I'm not going to stop and hesitate and flinch. I believe the word of God, and the word works effectually in them that believe. I don't know how people even get tired of salvation, but sometimes they do. Brothers and sisters, what we got before us, oh my goodness, it should keep us awake at night, just like those Jewish brides that their husband-to-be would come to get. You know how they'd play with them, don't you? The game was that he would come at any time, but she had to be ready. And so the way that they'd be ready is she'd even have her clothes on at night. She'd sleep with her clothes. She wouldn't sleep at all. She was just waiting. Could he come tonight? Could he come today? Brothers and sisters, God's only pleasure, here's his pleasure, is to reveal the beauty of his son Jesus in us. That's it. He wants to reveal his son in us. That's Galatians 1:16. We rejoice every moment we get together. Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. It's awesome, isn't it? But I'm telling you today, God has brought this out to our hearts in a more amplified version to be to the praise of the glory of his grace. The heights of grace, brothers and sisters. The masterpiece of his mercy. The bride, the Lamb's wife. To the praise of the glory of his grace. I believe what we're reading here is maybe the most detailed command of his love to us. Into what is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Here lies the definition of the high watermark of the Word of God. The ones that win the race, that cry out with Paul, that I may be found in him to the praise of the glory of his grace. Thank you for the simplicity in the gospel of Christ. It's never confusing, is it? Praise God as we come here today and thank him for it. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it's on my heart to ask us, so where is our glory? What is our glory in? Are we not a people that have been persuaded in heart to follow Paul as he followed Christ? And I remind us what this whole thing is about. We sang it this morning. Glory save only in the cross. To glory only in our champion. To glory only in the hands of the potter. To glory only in his workmanship. We were rejoicing last week that we glory in our infirmities. And that's the same thing as glorying in the hands of the potter. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works that God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. There's only one glory, brothers and sisters, that is in us, and that's grace. That's the only glory we got. And praise be to God, it's the only glory that is. And thank the Lord, it's the only glory, and it is so far beyond any glory that we could imagine or think of. But hallelujah, we've got it. He has given it to us all in His Son. Praise His name. Praise His name. We don't glory in our looks. We don't glory in our education. We don't glory in our bank account, and we don't glory in our accomplishments. It's His glory in us, brothers and sisters. And as glory grows in us, we grow in grace. And that's the reason glory grows in us. And if we will only grow and feed more on grace, the power of His might will grow us up into all things in Christ. Now, I want you to understand this. It is by the word of His grace. It's what's preached. It's what we come to feed on. Yes, I'll say sheep. I know oftentimes our pastor used to love to say, like hogs. They really get busy when they're eating. But we're coming to feed today. And thanks be to God, as we feed on grace, we grow. Amen? And you see, the enemy is going to try to keep you in any way, shape, or form from feeding on grace. He wants you to get away from that. He wants you to keep you from that. Because if he can keep you from that, he's going to keep you lean. Yep. You're not going to grow right. You're going to be stunted. Just like we're studying there in Galatians. Oh, ye foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? And why were they bewitched? Having begun in the Spirit, now are you made perfect by the flesh? Did something change? Did somehow you were saved by grace and praise God, I can't be separated from the love of God, and that's grace. But the only way that I can really grow up and be the bride, the Lamb's wife, is it's got to be something of me, flesh. Do you see how absolutely contrary to the Word of God it is? As we've been reading, it pleased God to reveal His Son in us, and it never changed. It's always been the same thing. And brothers and sisters, that's why we come today and we abound in hope. And that's why we're so thankful to the Lord. God has already taken care. He's already taken care of sin. And so often we get so affixed in that. We get so affixed on what the enemy's trying to do. Just put it this way and know it's this way. God uses that enemy. He's got him for a special purpose. He's the tempter. See, it's God doesn't tempt, but He's got one that does. And He's got to be allowed to tempt you. And as we rejoiced last week, praise the Lord, you got thorns. And it's wonderful because that thorn buffets you. That thorn helps you be humble. That thorn helps you to have a bended knee all the time. That wonderful thorn keeps me coming back to the throne of grace. And matter of fact, I don't come back anymore. I just lay down there. And say, Lord, I'm starting to understand this. I understand this weakness that I got. It's the most precious thing to me. And I embrace it as Paul embraced them. He said, Lord, if I didn't have this, I see I'd be magnified. I'd be glorified. Not just to you, but to me. I think I'm something. I think I got it going on that I'm the one that's faithful and true. No, I'm not. Hallelujah. I've got the one living in me that is faithful and true. Do you see how he does this? His ways aren't your ways. See, man's always going to try to perfect man. You can't do it. You're already wicked. It's so awesome. You can't help but do bad things. As Brother Paul said, the evil that I would not, that I do, and the good that I would, I don't. Come on. You can set out for maybe a month, maybe a year. In your own strength, and I'll guarantee you, because we got the same flesh, it eats at you, doesn't it? And it grinds. And then finally say, oh, I just can't hold it no more. You never could hold it to begin with. It was just the enemy tricking you, fooling you. Go lay it on the throne of grace. Let him be your sustainer and keeper. Say, Lord, let this mind be in me, your mind. I can meditate. I can be in prayer by God's grace. I can be thinking of you, Lord, all the time because you reign in me. You're my keeper. You're my sustainer. Brothers and sisters, the word of His grace is, it's His promise to us. It's His promise. It's there. My grace is sufficient for thee, that ye always have an all sufficiency in all things. May superabound, that's that word is, superabound to every good work. And see, we start immediately thinking in our minds, maybe even right now, that, well, I'm not superabounding. I don't see any superabounding in that. I just see super failure. Well, I'm going to ask you something. Are you going to look to the Word of God? Are you going to look to the lies of the enemy? Do you believe that you are more than a conqueror through Christ who loved you? This isn't just a pep talk. It's so far beyond that. I wouldn't insult it. This is the Word of God and what it is and what lives in you. It's just awaken. It sleeps. And if it's sleeping, it's not alive in a sense and awake and experiencing all the benefits toward you. All the blessings of the Lord toward you. God tells us again and again that we don't slumber, that we don't sleep, that we're not slothful. Amen? He tells us again and again in the Word of God that we be no more children. Quit running around and being spoiled brats and plugging our ears and doing the things that children do. They're just disobedient. Come on. But He said, grow up. Be mature. You know how you grow up and be mature? You love the Father. You love His Word. You're so thankful for what He's provided. You realized how privileged you are. That's my dad. That's my dad. And I'm telling you, even my natural father, I'm so thankful every single day. God gives me more things to be thankful for the natural dad. Yes, he's in heaven now, but I still have that wonderful dad and all of that teaching. And I think how amazing, how he loved me, how he sacrificed for me. All of the things he said and the things that he laid out because he loved me. And yet here is our Heavenly Father. And He laid out and He set out His Son. He set out His Son. And here we are indifferent to it time and time again. You're touched in the heart, I know, because that's how the Spirit works. He cuts deep in us. And this isn't just for 30 minutes on a Sunday. It's every moment and moment and moment of our lives. He's there. But don't put Him out. It's not just, well, I'm back in my car and I'm out of Living Waters, and it had nothing to do with this place. It has everything to do with Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It has everything to do with the gospel of Christ. You have to understand that that is your fellowship. It is your life. You live by faith. You breathe by faith. You eat by faith. Everything is by faith because you died when you accepted Christ as your Savior. You died. And Christ came to live in you. And you may not feel a lot of things. You may not sense a lot of things. You may be low a lot of times because of the experiences of this world. But it's not by feeling, it's by faith. Effectual prayer isn't by feeling, it's by faith. It's by faith. In Jesus' name, never changed. In Jesus' name, never changed if I'm jumping up on the pulpit or if I'm down on my face and I'm feeling so low. Lord, I think heaven is sounding brass to me right now, but I know in Jesus' name, it never changed. It never changed. Now, do you think He's going to challenge you that way? Do you think that He's going to bring you through deserts? That you think that you are the only one out there? I was thinking the other day, Lord, I'm out there without my camel. And then I got to looking around, all that camel's right there with me. That stinky thing's laying down. I get on it and I don't want to get up. But in Jesus' name, it never changed. Never changed. I never left His hand. Never. heard people describe it. Well, you know, he kind of let you go into the furnace and he let you go over here. Oh, he ain't never let you go. I'm looking in that furnace. Didn't we put three in there? I think there's four. And one is just like the Son of Man. He's never changed. The only thing is that we live in a time of exceeding great and precious promises, a better thing for us. I love you all. I really do. I love the family of God. We're fickle. We're quick to unbelieve. We're quick to think that something else is going to satisfy us. We're quick to getting stuck in our own ways and going about and only going thus far. God over and over says, walk throughout all the land. You'll miss it if you don't. You've seen some beautiful things. I know each and every one of us, if you've been touched with salvation, you've seen the beautiful thing. But you hadn't seen nothing yet. And every day he gets me up, and really it is so true. He said, son, you haven't seen nothing yet. I think, Lord, am I going to open my eyes this time or not? Some of them are difficult. Some of them are tough. That's true. When I got my eyes down here, I ain't going to walk any further. But boy, when I look up, I don't walk no more. I take flight. Now, brothers and sisters, we grow up into him in the praise and the glory of his grace. See, there's no other way that we're going to grow. You grow up to him in the praise of the glory of his grace. You're going to be filled with all the fullness of God. Yeah. It's going to fill you up, fill you up, fill you up. You're going to see those things in your life that you thought had you for so long. You're going to see those flotsams just start to float right out. Just like they do the wineskin. They don't reach their hands in there and try to get the things out of the wine. They just keep filling it up with the new and it keeps coming out. Amen. But the Bible doesn't stop there. He says, to a perfect man. We're growing up, aren't we? We're growing up. Amen. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. From glory to glory into the very image of him. This is God's glory, brothers and sisters. This is God's glory. The glory of the Lord. The pleasure that God is seeking. The vessels of honor that have kept the faith. And you know what the faith is? I am what I am by the grace of God. That, Lord, you brought me this far. You know why? Because the grace of God that was with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now you're ready to grow some more. See, when you think that you just brought yourself this far, you ain't gonna grow no more. You're stuck. By God's grace, there's more grace to receive to grow. 1 Kings 8:11. We'll close it up. It says that the priests had to get out of the temple. I love this. The priests. They couldn't minister anymore. It says specifically, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. See, mama's home and they want to be alone. Come with me. Not me, but come with the Lord. The glory filled the house of the Lord. Priests couldn't even hang around there no more. He's a jealous God. He's got you cornered. And it's a good thing. He's coming at you and he wants you alone for himself. That vessel that's set aside only for the master's use. Oh yeah, come on now. Come on. See, grace has made her so stunning. That he loves her. So stunning that, brothers and sisters, even those of the synagogue of Satan, it says, shall come and worship before her feet. The vessel that is made to the praise of the glory of his grace. And it says that he will make known to all that he has loved thee. To the praise of the glory of his grace. And finally, we read in the Word of God that even before the wondrous honeymoon of eternity begins with the exceeding riches of his grace, that's who he takes. You'll have to go back and listen again and again and again. He has her descending from heaven, bestowing the glory of God. Amen. See, the woman, brothers and sisters, is the glory of man. And praise God, here she is. This is my glory. She's the virtuous one. I favored her above all women, my chosen, and I love it, my sister, my love, my dove. You talk about a double portion. But brothers and sisters, this is what it's all about. God's desire, God's pleasure, His inheritance in the saints. Will we be made to the praise of the glory of His grace? Is something more pressing? Is something more urgent? Is there another way that makes it more satisfying to you? God help us to be to the praise of the glory of His grace. And all He's asking us today is, will you come? Quit allowing the devil to give you all of the excuses of why you don't make that step. And I'm talking about people who have been here a long time. I'm talking by God's grace. This is His word that's preaching to me. Will you go? Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Until you see Him face to face, the journey ain't done. There's still more to go. There's still more land to walk throughout. God still wants you to expand some more. It's not just knowing it. Oh, I can recite it all. I could tell you, and I'll tell you what, that pastor, I'm sure, I'm confident, I know more of those memorized scriptures than he does. I've read that Bible far more times than he has. Praise the Lord. I'm glad you have. Now, I'm going to tell you what the Lord wants in your life. He wants you to grow up. And when we start thinking like that, and we start wrestle with things like that, hello, child. Amen? We don't compare ourselves amongst ourselves, do we? Aren't we one in Him? Go read John 17 and see the beauty of what God wants. He's made us one. And all He's saying, grow up. Grow up into the oneness that I've given you. Grow up and be to the praise, to the glory of my grace. Praise His name. Let's bow our heads.
Have I not given you my word? Have I not given you my servant to speak my word to you? Am I not the Lord your God that redeemed you from sin? Please, don't pass up this opportunity. Beware lest this day of grace pass you by.
Oh, praise your name. Praise your name. Lord, it's been an intimate time this morning. Your Spirit in such a deep and moving way is dealing with us. It's a quiet Spirit. Thank you, God, it's so deep because it's You. Lord, help us to make the move. And it does begin with just the moment of, Lord, I will go. Help us this morning. Thank You for Your great grace and love that continues to pour out. We give You the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.